I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
And that's Grayson.
And this is Autism Building the Puzzle.
One piece at a time.
Hi, and welcome to Autism Building the Puzzle, One Piece at a Time. I'm Sean, your host. Alongside my wonderful wife, Alexandria. How are you, babe?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up?
Yeah, what's up?
Not much. Another show. Another day, another show.
Yeah. This is going to be, should be a pretty quick one. We're going to go over Grayson's feeding program real quick.
Mm-hmm.
So he's still waiting to get in intensive feeding at CHOP.
Children's Hospital, Philadelphia.
They have a feeding center in southern New Jersey. It's about an hour from here, I guess.
Yeah. Right?
He's still on that waiting list, but in the meantime, Kim, our BCBA, put together a feeding program to, you know, at least, you know, try moving things along with his eating progress.
Yeah, getting him more comfortable. So hopefully some of these tips, if you guys are facing challenges, hopefully this kind of, you know, starts with the basics that you can implement for your own children. So we hope it helps.
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
Yep.
I know a lot of kids have different challenges with feeding. So
now Grayson, we can't get off of the Gerber meals like we've talked about before. So he will not eat anything else. He will push it away, doesn't want anything to do with it. It's very difficult. So this is starting from like square one.
Yeah. So the first thing is to kind of start a kind of a schedule,
mm-hmm.
and eliminate snacks outside that normal feeding schedule. So 5-6 times a day, just like adults eat 5-6 times a day, they
mm-hmm.
say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So same thing, having, you know, meals set aside for 5 or 6 meals a day, avoiding snacking in between so that he's more, you know, hungry and motivated to eat, when you do present the meals.
Yes. Next up is you're going to have them eat at the same place every single time. You're going to follow a mealtime schedule and a routine. Keeping the same time, place, and routine helps them to know what's going to happen during mealtimes and what you want them to do during meals. You're also going to want to minimize distractions such as TV. It will take the focus off the food and the task at hand, and feed only when they are alert and attentive.
Yeah, and, you know, when it comes to that, you want to, a lot of these kids are into routines. So,
yeah, they love that.
You know, Grayson has a bedtime routine that, like, he has to brush his teeth after his bath, or else he won't be able to go to sleep. It's the routine part of that, you know, of the feeding program, I think is going to be really important for him.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to allow Grayson to help with the selection or creation of meals. So, you know, he does pick his meals. He's always has picked his meals for a while now. But obviously getting him involved in the kitchen as we start to try to get him to try new foods, having him involved in preparing the foods.
It's a great idea.
Is a big, big thing. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, the whole social part of it. And it'll help break down that wall of distrust against food or being scared of it and things like that. So,
yeah.
We're also going to ignore any of the negative behaviors, temper tantrums, you know, spitting, refusing food, throwing food. Remember, like, when we're talking about ABA, we don't want to encourage any of the negative behaviors or give it any attention.
Even a look is encouraging. You don't want to do anything at all. And then you're going to remember the rule of three. It's important to offer foods that they already like as well as a food that they don't like. A good rule of thumb is to only offer 3 foods at a time. Include 1 to 2 foods that they already like and one that they do not like yet. And then next is presentation. You're going to present new foods in small bites and in fun or familiar ways to make it more likely that they will eat it.
Yeah, like, we're trying to work on the straw right now, too. And I don't think that's in this feeding program specifically, but we're using yogurt,
mm-hmm.
and we're putting yogurt on the straw. And
having him suck the yogurt out of the straw, kind of covering the one side with our finger, bringing the yogurt up into the straw and giving him that as a reinforcement and during trials.
And that seems to be, like, something that's fun for him. So
you saw last night he asked for a sip of water, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got the bottle of water, give me this.
Yeah, and I mean, like, that whole, you know, the whole thing with the straw and everything, it's making it more enjoyable for him while teaching him something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still going to help with feeding because, you know, it's developing more, you know, more skills.
Yes.
He's able to, you know, lick and suck the yogurt off the straw and everything like that. So, steps. We have some steps here. So, we had to pick one food that Grayson would start with. It should be a bland-tasting food, a familiar consistency. You know, some of the things that he was already eating regularly with the Gerber meals were mashed potatoes and oatmeal and things like that. So, we decided we were starting with, what, banana?
Mm-hmm.
So, we've been working with a banana for a while now. You know, and you want to allow him to get used to the seeing the food item. Going to keep it on his plate throughout the entire meal. He doesn't have to eat it in the beginning. You know, it's kind of like a desensitization,
mm-hmm.
you know, type of thing. So you're going to start with just having it present, you know, on the table, then having it on his plate, then having him touch it, then having him put it up to his lips, and then finally having him eat it.
Next, you're going to allow them to play with the food item and assist in helping prepare it in whatever way they're able to. This is huge. You want to let your children explore with their food. You want to have them touching, getting messy. And that was a big mistake I made in the beginning. But that is huge. Let them manipulate their own food, even if they're just sitting there running their fingers all through it and it's all over them. Just let it be.
Yeah, so, and then, as I said, as you're desensitizing them to mm-hmm. the process, you know, even if they're not eating it, just keep, you know, having them touch their lips to it, you know.
You can start just by touching it and then bring it to your lips and touch.
Yeah, so, and if you continue, you know, if he refuses, continue and continue and continue doing it
mm-hmm.
until, you know, he gets to a point where he or she can handle it just touching their lips.
Right.
Before you move on, you know, to the next step in the desensitization. Desensitization?
Yes, big word.
Yeah. Which would be, you know, obviously eating it.
Yeah.
Or trying it. Ask Grayson to allow the item into his mouth. So you want to ask his permission to put it in his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
If he feels like he's more in control,
right,
he's going to be much more willing
to trying it.
Yeah.
And he should eat the food, including swallowing all of it. So they only have to take one bite, but they have to swallow it also. And get them to, after doing that for a while, get them to increase their bites and attempt to get them to put the item into their own mouth without you having to assist. And they should also eat the food independently. And after you have mastered that with the first food item, then you are going to go on to the next food item and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And after you probably get up to like five, you can start mixing them all together. You know, different mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, pretty simple, straightforward. That's his plan. I have a feeling Chop would give us a lot of the same information.
Absolutely.
To be honest with you.
Yeah. Which I mean, they already have. It's very similar.
I know, like, you know, obviously the intensive program is that it's more intensive.
I mean, let's be real though. They already said, like, if he headbangs once, he's done for the day. And he, honestly, I don't know how far he's going to make it with that. He's going to headbang within the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Once he sees that new food on his table, he's going to headbang. And it's going to be shut down. And the next day, like they said, the problem with that, and Chop told us this, the problem with them doing that is that the next day he knows exactly what to do to get out of it and so on and so forth. So that's going to be really hard. But we're trying to do this route just because they don't think it's smart to put him in an intensive feeding program to where, like, it can be very traumatic. So we're trying to do it this route.
Yeah. And I think it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
because, you know, I don't want him to be, you know, scarred from that experience of the intensive feeding program if we
so that's
can
why this is good
figure
to
out
start.
How to do it otherwise, you mm-hmm. know. And, you know, he's going to be able to kind of do it at his own pace and use the ABA principles he already has learned. You know, so I think, especially, you know, I think the first food is going to be the hardest. We're still working on that. It's taken a while.
Consistency is key.
But I think, yes, definitely. But I think once he gets the first, like, two foods,
he'll be like, wow, I like
he'll
this.
He'll be like, it'll snowball from there, and it'll be a lot easier for him to
I really hope
keep adding
this is definitely a hard thing that has taken way more time than other challenges that we've had so this is difficult,
and it's weird because me and Alex eat like everything.
I had just talked about that on a previous episode about how, you know, I'm Greek and Italian, you're Greek and Italian, and we cook all the time, so it's really difficult.
And even when we first met, there were things that you said you didn't like. And then I made. I'm like, come
it.
On, let's just try.
Well, you know me, I'll try anything.
Just try it. So
and I do
yeah,
like
she will.
Everything. So
yeah, and she seems to have loved everything. Everything, you know, that like 10 years ago she thought she may not like. Or
maybe the wrong
like.
People were cooking it for
yeah.
me.
Well, that's true. Yeah, you. I mean,
seriously.
There's so many examples of
like cauliflower. Yeah. Remember, I hate a cauliflower when mm-hmm. we met. Remember, then I was eating like 3 heads a week.
Well, I don't like Brussels sprouts.
Remember that? You're until, like, babe, you're eating too much cauliflower.
Yeah. Until you cook it in bacon.
I used to always eat Brussels sprouts as a kid with no bacon.
Yeah, that's not my thing. Yeah, but you said you
then
didn't
I
like...
stopped.
But when I met you, you said you didn't like cabbage.
I stopped eating
and you
Brussels
love cabbage
sprouts.
Now.
Well, it's funny because those things that I loved when I was a kid that I ate all the time, I didn't eat later on.
Yeah.
And cabbage was one of those. Cauliflower was one of those. Green stuffed peppers was one of those. I ate them all the time as a kid, but hated them when I grew up. And I think it's just because I had it so much when I was a kid that I just lost interest.
You're making me so hungry.
I know, right?
Oh, I'll go for stuffed peppers right now. Oh, man.
Sorry.
It's too bad it's like 11 o'clock at night and I can't.
I know, and I don't think anything, nothing's open either in our neighborhood, or I would like so order something for us, but not, I don't know if anything's open.
Yeah, order something for Grayson, too. Let's see if he'll try some.
Yeah, right.
But Alex did have a dream. Before we wrap up the show, we'll end
yes,
on this dream. Go ahead.
So we had our niece's birthday party, our 2-year-old birthday party, last week. And we had a confetti cake. And, you know, so fast forward to today. I'm going through and we're looking at the pictures from her party. And the confetti cake pops up, and I'm like, oh my God, I remember I had a dream last night that Grayson was eating confetti cake. And I remember in my dream being like, oh my God, like, he never eats, he's eating confetti cake. I gotta buy him confetti cake all the time. Like, and I was just so amazed. So, like, in my dream, I knew his food challenges, but I didn't even think about it until I saw the picture, and I was like, oh my God, I was like, Sean, I don't remember exact, but I remember waking up during it and being like, oh my God, confetti cake. And remember I made that for his birthday because I thought he was going
to
like it. It would draw him in. So it's kind of weird how that all happened, that I was like thinking about that a year prior that happened. Then I had a dream, but it just like sparked that dream in me when I saw that picture.
It's called the law of attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the law of attraction.
Yes.
You get what your mind focuses on,
mm-hmm.
good or bad. So if you're upset, you're missing something.
Well, I wasn't focused on it,
life,
actually.
But
I ate it. It was great. And that was, like, last week. And then I ate it some more, like, for 2 days. And then I was over it. So I didn't think about it again. Maybe my mind and my stomach was.
I'm thinking about, like, you thinking about Grayson eating it, but
well, I didn't. It was my dream.
Yeah, I know, but this is your subconscious.
But I wasn't thinking about him eating it. I know he would never eat it.
I think he will.
Okay, good. We'll let you.
And
do
he
that.
Face smashed it right on his first birthday when we took our photo shoot.
Mm-hmm.
He was had it all
remember
confetti
that?
Cake all over his face.
Remember that? It was a vanilla
yeah.
cake.
Yeah. Yeah, and he didn't have a problem with it.
No.
I don't know if he really ate it, but he was all over his
no,
face
but he was
and
fine
his
with
hair
it.
And hands and
remember
everywhere.
He had it all over his eye.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty funny. But anyway, so we hope you got something out of the episode. You know, if there's any feeding therapists out there, that happen to listen to the show or anything like that, you know, we would love to have you on and do an interview, maybe get a little, you know, professional perspective on feeding therapy and, you know, intensive feeding therapy. So,
yeah,
to pass on to the listeners, but
mm-hmm. reach that, out to us, buildingthepuzzle at yahoo.com.
A lot of other fun holiday stuff coming up, so stay tuned. The last week of the year is going to be pretty fun. We'll have a couple cool things going on that you'll hear about when we get a little bit closer to that week. So I guess that's it for today. You have anything else to add?
I don't think so.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys. You can find us on IG. I do have something to add, actually. You can find us on IG, Instagram, under Building the Puzzle. Facebook, we have a page and a group, Building the Puzzle, and you can find us on buildingthepuzzle.com, and that has all of our other things on it, our toy company, podcast, etc.
Awesome, babe. So
thank you, guys.
So I guess with that,
for autism, building the puzzle, one piece at a time.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Alex.
Signing off.
Take care, everybody.
Here at Building the Puzzle, we understand how difficult and challenging it can be for parents with autistic children that have communication delays. Well, if you're in New Jersey, you're in luck. The speech paradigm has you covered.